So according to an article at the Las Vegas Review-Journal, it says economic worries are taking a toll in recent deaths. Get this. This is unbelievable. In Las Vegas, from August 7th to 20th, there were 5 murder-suicides, 10 deaths in total. Las Vegas police say a gun was used in each case. In 4 of the 5 instances, the man was the shooter. In one instance, a bystander was wounded. Now, I don't know if the economy is doing so much, but we all know how money woes can play on the mind. We all have problems in our lives, but taking someone else's life is the cowardly way out. There are ways of handling things, but the economy, according to the President of the United States, is, getting much better, but all you have to do is look at the big picture. There's less money, less jobs, and people are struggling. All those murder-suicides in Las Vegas in 2 weeks, although the population of Las Vegas is just swelling like crazy, but it's stress, you know. Now, what do desperate people do? Desperate people do desperate things, and sometimes taking your life and the life of someone else, you know, we see the workplace shootings, all this sort of stuff. Clint Van Zandt talked about it on the show a few weeks ago, and I think Dale Archer talked about it on the show a few weeks ago, how the economy is a big part of this. We don't see that or hear about that in the mainstream media, but it's true. Sad, but true. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.